Our next guest, Tony McAvoy, knows Chad so well when he rode in Adelaide. Tony, you would have only heard the end of that. So Chad Lever had a bad fall yesterday at Scone. The good news is that with time, he's got severe concussion and he's got a bad cut above his eye, but he'll be okay long term. There's no injuries that won't mend with time. Tony, good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew. That's great news. Chad's a very good young fellow, and he's from very good stock from Port Augusta. I know his family all very, very well. So he's pretty tough. I know they're a tough breed, so he'll be fine.
Yeah, no, that's good news. Just thought we'd update. You've got Haydock there for Saturday's Ori Star, and I think you're in Melbourne. You galloped the horse this morning. What can you report going into Saturday?
Yeah, no, really bright and well he is, Andrew. He just had a bit of a cruisy gallop this morning. We didn't do too much testing of him today. I'm very pleased with where he's at, his preparation, and he cruised down absolutely superbly and wanted to go faster than I wanted him to go. So it was a very good sign.
You've just brought him up nicely. I mean, we know how talented he can be and how talented he is at Flemington.
Yeah, exactly right. He's been effective down the straight. He's run second in a race down the straight. He crowed really nicely down the straight. And it's a great little kickoff race for him, Andrew. So, and then he'll go into the Menzies second up. And whilst he won first up last time, his second up run was, I thought, probably the best of his preparation. And that's what we'd be hoping for again this prep.
Is he forward enough with the class that he's got to win this race on Saturday?
Oh, absolutely. Yes. No, I would not be running him if I didn't think he could win.
Yep.
And he certainly got the class to win, and he's got the base fitness. You must remember with this fellow, Andrew, he ran in the Goodwood in May.
Yep.
And he only had 3 weeks to himself. We kept his muscle. And so he's got a tremendous base on him. And he's certainly, whilst he improves in his lungs, his overall fitness is very good.
Does the first couple of runs decide on a trip for him this spring?
Look, I thought the races for him were this one, the Menzies, and probably the Maccabi Diva. Mile at Flemington is, like you pointed out, a perfect race for him. But of course, as all these young horses coming through, they've got to step up to wait for age, and it's a different league, Andrew. So the Menzies will tell me a lot about where I should be placing him. If the wait for age scale doesn't suit him, I can freshen him to a Vic Health, a Vic Health Cup and a Turak and those sort of races as well.
Does the 59 worry you on Saturday?
Look, it's a lot of weight, but he's earned it. He's earned it. That's the weight scale. He's a big, strong horse, Andy. It shouldn't worry him at all.
Yep, understand. You've got Manuel in the race as well, and I know you're waiting for, although you may know even, I guess, when you've thrown or had a look this morning, he is in two races. Are you going to make that other race where you are well down in the order of entry?
No, he's not going to make it, sadly. That's the race I wanted to run him in, Andrew, the benchmark race. He's got a very low rating, this fellow, but look, for where I've got him headed in the prep, he needs another race. He's a bull. He's a big stallion and a big, heavy fellow. So it's looking like he's going to have to run in the early star, but I'd say he'll probably find them a bit iffy.
Okay. All right. We'll wait and see for the final fields out there. Mate, the three-year-olds have started off pretty good for you. Azazel was really good there. You spoke to us a couple of weeks ago, and you've always been upbeat about him, Tony.
Yeah, I like him, Andrew. He keeps telling me that he wants to be at the front of the bus, and I've had some good comparisons this year, and I think he's a real quality colt. He's a group-class horse, and he'll get his opportunity this year, and it's just fabulous to see him come back so strong, and I loved his last 100 metres of that race. It just gave us a lot of confidence going forward.
Yeah, 1,000 metres, he really did tough it out. Could you extend him to a mile?
Oh, his pedigree says a mile is where he should be at his best. He really shouldn't be winning 1,000 metre races, even though he's by Schnitzel, who can do anything. But this horse's pedigree says further better. And,
yep.
And we just haven't had the opportunity to get him out there, but I'm really looking forward to it.
And just one final one, Royal Symphony, we might as well ask you there. How's he coming up?
Yeah, Yes, he travelled overnight last night. He's arrived at my Flemington stable. He's arrived safe and sound and well, and he's in tremendous order, Andrew. So he's got a month, 5 weeks now before that first run on the 16th of September. So really looking forward to building him back up to that race.
Yeah, look forward to it for sure. Hey, Tony, thanks for your time, mate. Good luck on the weekend with Hey Doc. It looks like you'll have the two runners, but most attention on him. He's such a classy horse. Thanks for your time, mate.
Thanks, Andrew. Thanks,
Tony McAvoy joining us there from Melbourne with the latest on Hey Doc.